Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from 121 Restaurant in North Salem in Westchester in the Hudson Valley, Westchester Talk Radio presents Restaurant Week Kickoff. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Matt Kay, and Maddie the K, our extraordinary engineer. And just a reminder, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
You got that right, Mixmaster. And just a reminder, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too. Tell all your friends and family about us, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining me now, my very first guest to set the scene here with this kickoff, I'm pleased to have with us the co-owner of 121 Restaurant. She is Michelle Savino, and she has been with this restaurant since its opening 17 years ago. Very impressive. Tell us about how this all got started, Michelle. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here and appreciate that you are here visiting us in beautiful North Salem. So how did it all begin? I am not a trained chef. However, definitely know my way around the kitchen. And about 18 years ago, my husband was driving by here and stopped in, came home and told me that he bought a restaurant. And I said, what? Give it back. You know, not ready for that. But I saw the potential, and we had always taken our children out to places in North Salem and the Westchester County, and there was a lot of pretentious restaurants, and they weren't very welcoming for children. They didn't have ketchup for the steak free, and I thought, how silly. When I take my family to a restaurant, I want a place that will accommodate me and my tastes and my children and their tastes. And I thought that it was possible for one restaurant to do it all. And so that's what we tried to create, a welcoming place that was unpretentious, pretty, with fabulous food. And that was 17 years ago. 2000, we opened. May 26th. I remember it's my anniversary.
Oh, congratulations. So that's a good way to remember it, right?
Yeah.
Some people don't always remember anniversaries, but that's a good way to remember
it
when it first started.
Yeah.
Well, you describe this as a community restaurant, family restaurant. It's in a beautiful location, I must say, here in North Salem. We're looking at the beautiful fall colors on the outside. Just a wonderful atmosphere here.
Thank you. We completely renovated the place. It was... it didn't look like this 17, 18 years ago. It had Greek statues out front and carpeting, drop ceiling, and casement windows with a flashing Budweiser sign in the window and cigarette machine. So it did not look like it does now.
It's come a long way from that, hasn't
it? It's come a long way. And what we wanted to do was create a place that looks like it has always been here. And actually, the bones of the restaurant were so beautiful that we just wanted it to come back to that. And North Salem is a special community, very close community. And the restaurant is able to draw on that. A lot of our customers come in at least two times, sometimes three times a week. We consider them family. We're fortunate enough to draw from the local schools, and we have seen many of our the teenagers that come in as bus boys or bus girls go up the ranks and come back year after year to us, even when they're in college and after. So we feel entrenched in this community and proud of it.
Now, especially during the warmer months, you say you draw about, I guess, 200 people at one particular time, cause not just on the inside, but also there's a deck outside too, right?
There's a beautiful patio, and then we have a wraparound porch, and it's lovely to sit out there and have dinner, have drinks, meet with friends. Yeah.
Now, as far as the history of 121, and you just told me off air, and I didn't know about this, but from this restaurant, you kind of expanded. I mean, you have a second one in Connecticut, you told me, in Southbury. But also, you have something called, you deal with the airlines, in-flight catering. Talk to us about that.
Well, 121 has been the springboard for a bigger vision. And so we started out here with this little restaurant and became very popular. We started doing private parties, weddings, quite a bit of off-premise, everything from barbecues to elegant weddings. Then from that, we went into in-flight catering, and we started to cater to private jets, corporations, and that led us into higher-end VIP international catering. And just 2 years ago, we opened a facility at JFK and now do international in-flight catering and catering to 4- and 5-star airlines. So we're very proud of what 121 has represented.
So when you find the catering at JFK, I mean, is it one all the terminals, or where's the exact location for that?
Well, we cater to specific airlines, certainly not domestic, all their long-haul airlines.
Okay.
And actually, yes, we do some of the grab-and-go foods that you see in the terminals, specifically for Cebo Express. So...
Now, how does the holiday season work out for you each year? How does that work out?
The restaurant becomes busier, which is really fun. A lot of Christmas parties, a lot of off-premise Christmas parties here in-house. Really terrific. I also want to just say how my business partner, Peter DeVito, and I are really, really proud of the staff that we have, and they have just been amazing. They've helped initiate this growth, we are fortunate to have great chefs and great managers like Jason, Beck Bolander, who is our executive chef, throughout the companies, came to us from a Michelin star restaurant. And earned the title of youngest executive sous chef at this particular eatery. And opened restaurants throughout the world for this restaurant group.
It really has grown from, you know, where it was 17 years ago and now expanding into catering. I mean, it really has grown by leaps and bounds since you came here.
It has. It has. It's surprising. Even to me. And it all started with my husband coming home and telling me that he bought a restaurant.
So you kind of took a leap of faith with this, and now it's really growing. It's really succeeding.
It has. And it's a team effort. You know, we do it together, my husband and I. My husband Joe and I do it together, along with Peter and our amazing staff.
Now, if anybody would like more information or listening to this show, want to learn more about the restaurant, where can they contact you or Jason?
Well, I would suggest that you go to 121group.com, and there you can see about all the businesses, and 121restaurant.com. You'll be able to contact Jason or myself or find out about any of the other restaurants. We have another one up in Southbury, Connecticut, and that's also lovely.
Yeah, that's your sister restaurant. And also, you know, you have some... any more information also? That's where the contact is, right?
Again. Yeah. Well, our phone number here is 914-669-0121. And Jason's email address is jason.megnell@121group.com.
All right. Michelle Savino, co-owner of 121 Restaurant. Thanks so much for joining us, and enjoy the rest of the day, okay?
Thank you. That was fun.
Once again, we've been speaking with Michelle Savino. She is co-owner of 121 Restaurant. They have two locations, one here in North Salem, where we are, for Restaurant Kickoff Week, and also one in Southbury, Connecticut, if you're up in that area. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this Word of Interest.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a beautiful Wednesday fall morning here at 121 Restaurant, located in North Salem in the heart of Westchester. We're here for Restaurant Kickoff Week. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt Kay, and our extraordinary engineer. And just a reminder, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McElpess Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
You got that right, Mixmaster Matt. And just a reminder, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest, we're pleased to have with us, Jason Magnell. He is the general manager of 121 Restaurant. Jason, good to have you with us. You've been here now as GM for 2 years, is that not right?
Yeah, that is correct.
But you do have a history going way back to the mid to late 2000s, can we say, because you started here as a waiter and a bartender. Tell us how this all got started with your relationship with this restaurant.
Sure. Back in 2004, I was working in the city, and I was living in Brewster, New York, and I decided that I kind of had enough of commute into the city. So I walked in the door with my resume, and one of the owners, Peter DeVito, who was a chef at the time, asked to see my resume. He looked at it, and he said, can you start tonight, basically? We had a great relationship, and Peter DeVito, who was a very, he was a fantastic chef, intense chef, we made a great team. And for the next 4 years, I basically would work wherever they needed me, whether it be bartender, server, manage, captain a party, wherever they needed me. I just wanted to be a part of it, and because restaurant life, when it's in your blood, it's in your blood, and you'll do anything to get the job done, which is great.
Was that the first time that you had experience working with a restaurant?
Nope. I had history of it. I mean, I went to school. This was my career. I'm a career restaurant guy. I went to school for culinary, double majored in hotel restaurant management and culinary. I decided at a young age I wanted to go into the restaurant business at about 16. I just loved it because it was something I was good at other than just, say, school and sports. And it kind of represented a team atmosphere for me. And I just loved it. I loved it as a kid. I loved the hustle. I loved looking around and just seeing everybody that had a task to do. It was almost like controlled chaos.
Isn't it? Yes. I mean, I was a busboy myself at a restaurant many years ago. I mean, you really have to keep up with it.
Yes.
You really do.
You have to, you know, being general manager, you have to think, you know, one step ahead of everybody, for the customer, for the busser, for the cooks. You just have to be on top of it. You know, general managers have the experience under their belt where they've kind of been through power outages, they've been through customers complaining, they've been through chefs fighting, and, you know, it's how you experience that stuff and how you react to it. That's what makes you a great general manager.
Now, as general manager in your 2 years here, tell us about, I guess, the staffing aspect of this, because you basically do the hiring here, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I do just about all the hiring here. I've been very fortunate. I have a very stable staff here. And what I decided to do is kind of like what the company does. We, rather than go out and get, you know, try to find people, we do a lot of promoting from within. So you'll see a lot of our staff that we have here that started off as bus people, runners, work their way up, even as dishwashers, work their way up to cooks, waiters, and say bartenders. You know, we have to give them the strength and give them the knowledge to be able to stay with it, stay engaged, and grow with the company. If not, you lose good people. And I've decided, you know, in my career, that's the best way to maintain a great staff is, you know, empower them and let them feel like they're part of it. And I think that, you know, if you ask any of the staff, they feel that I'm fair, I'm tough, And but they know that they have a position here with me, which is great.
So you don't really have a lot of turnover. Those that come here basically come back or stay here, right?
That's correct. That's correct. We have, you know, the toughest thing is when you have a student, they are students first, and you have to understand that. And sometimes college classes, you know, conflict with the restaurant environment, and I have to understand that. And you know, when you make a deal to have a college student, you have to work with their schedule. And they're still students, and they still have to experience life. As much as I want to take them and keep them here for myself, you have to do what's right. You have to do what's right.
Now, let's talk about the menu that you have here. You have all different types. You got Italian, you got burgers, seafood. You pretty much have really any kind of taste you want, right?
Yeah. When the restaurant, I guess, went through a renovation, they came out with a menu. And I think what Michelle and Peter realized real fast is when they redid the menu, They strive for something that was out of the ordinary for them. But the public, you know, the people around it still wanted the old menu. So we phased back toward that. This menu that we have now is probably the closest it was back to when I was serving and bartending. And I remembered when I came in here, I remembered what made me a lot of money. And the fan favorites and the crowd favorites and stuff, I got those back on really fast. And the old regulars have come back. They loved it. They like their pasta, the rigatoni and sausage. They like their, you know, mixed green salad with goat cheese balls. And these are staples that are with us and have, you know, we've built this restaurant on the back of regulars. And they're back, which is great.
Now, how about your specialty menus? Now, we're fairly close to Thanksgiving, roughly about a month away, I guess. So you do some Thanksgiving menus here, too?
Yeah. So Thanksgiving has become one of our best days, along with Mother's Day. We use the same kind of setup. Where we do a prefix menu, but the original thing about the Thanksgiving menu is that it is traditional, and you're going to get three courses. You're going to start with a soup, and then we're going to go to our traditional turkey, our stuffings, homemade cranberry sauce, and where it's done family style. So basically, we're bringing platters of food to you, and you don't have to budge, you don't have to clean. We do it all for you, and it's done in a you know, it's not a long drawn out process. It's very comfortable. You know, you could be in and out with a family of eight in under 2 hours, and it's fantastic. And the food is just, it's so great, and it's almost like, you know, your grandma would do.
Is this meant for families? Let's say, you know, they want to get their families together, but maybe maybe nobody wants to cook. They'd rather come here instead. How's that working out?
Well, it's funny because I laugh about it. You get three different types of people. You get the people that just don't want to do the cooking, and they understand how much work goes into it.
It's really a lot of work.
It is. Then you get the people that forgot to plan, and they're like, oh, no, what are we going to do? And then you get the people that have had the... we had a slight little mishap in our kitchen, so we decided to just take everybody out, which we see those. You know, those are the people that decide to deep fry a turkey for the first time ever.
I was just thinking about that. The deep fryer, I guess, went awry, so maybe let's just come here instead, right?
That's it. That's it. And we have a premise where we try not to say no to anybody, and we'll squeeze you in. The reservations have doubled every year for the last 3 years for Thanksgiving, which is great. And we welcome it. The staff enjoys it, and... it's just a great day. It's a great day for us because it's very smooth, and it's very it's a lot of fun. It's like a very family atmosphere.
Now, how about brunch? Now, we're talking Sunday brunch in particular?
Yes, Sunday brunches. We do Sunday brunches every week, and it starts at 10 a.m. and it runs till, you know, upwards of 3 p.m. for that, where on our website you can see our menu that we list. We have everything from our pizzas on there to a 121 omelet, a stuffed French toast. You can get our burger there. In the summertime, we offer Eggs Benedict with lobster on there. So we have a lot of cool items that are on there, and it's a great day. Awesome cocktails. We offer our full beverage menu during that day. So there's definitely a little bit of something for everybody. If it's a beautiful day, you can sit on our front porch, even our patio sometimes.
So is brunch very popular here?
Yes. Look, brunch is very, very popular. I would say if you're coming with anything more than, you know, four people, make a reservation just to guarantee your spot. Especially during the fall, we get a lot of people apple picking and everything like that. They'll either hit us right before or right after apple picking. So we could start with two reservations on the table, and then all of a sudden we have 100 people walking in. It's just, it's crazy. It's a crazy day.
So when you come here, I mean, you won't find a buffet. I mean, there's just special items in the menu that you can order, let's say, separate from your lunch or your dinner.
Yes, that's correct. We feel at the restaurant and stuff, Other than private events, we traditionally do not do buffet style because we're scratch cooking. We do everything to order. It's just something I believe, and I would say the chef believes too, that we want the freshest and the best products, you know, put out at a proper time. And sometimes the buffet, it doesn't show well. So we want to make sure that we do, for us, what works best for us is doing 100% plated.
Now, I do want to ask you about the portable pizza oven. Tell us what that's all about. That's kind
of unique. So it's really cool. A couple of years ago, 121 invested in a portable pizza oven. The pizza has become one of our staple items here. We had this wood fire pizza oven here back in the day, even from when I was serving. So we can produce the same pizzas at your house. We bring the trailer. It's a little trailer. We set up tables and stuff, and basically you have the pizza station in your backyard, wherever you want, and we can perform a 121 pizza party. Generally, we bring over a large salad and some pasta with it too, and it's such a great atmosphere. And I've been able to nab a lot of these parties because people are like, well, you know, if you do to-go pizza, it's not that hot. You know, we get it at home, we get to reheat it and stuff. But we're putting out a full display of what we actually do here at the restaurant, and it's awesome. It's a really, really great meal.
So is this something you need to reserve in advance? So how does that all work out if you want it?
Sure. So if you contact me at the restaurant, or you can use my email, jason.magnell@121group.com. I'll go through all the pricing of it, and what I have to do is actually we have to do a little site visit just to make sure I can get the trailer into where you need it to be. But it's not large at all. It's you know, we can conceal it as much as you want. A lot of people like it as a display piece because they want to show people this is what we're doing today. It's awesome when you see when you actually see the wood fire roaring, and the pizza cooks in like 3 minutes. It's a great process, and it's one of the things that I think a lot of people that are real pizza aficionados love it.
Well, I can't speak for Maddie, but I'm certainly hungry just thinking about that right now. I'll tell you that. That's for sure. Yeah, he agrees with me. Well, Jason, thanks so much for joining us, and have fun today. My pleasure having you here.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
All right. Again, this has been Jason Magnell, ladies and gentlemen, the general manager of 121 Restaurant, which has two locations, by the way, here in North Salem, where we are, and in Southbury, Connecticut. Again, if you just joined us, this is Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live for Restaurant Week kickoff. Westchester in the Hudson Valley. We hope you're enjoying the show. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this word of interest.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from 121 Restaurant in North Salem here in the heart of Westchester. We're here for Restaurant Kickoff Week. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Matt Kay, and our engineer. And just a reminder, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
You got that right, Matt. And just a reminder, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook too, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest, we're pleased to be joined by 2nd District County Legislator Francis Corcoran. He represents much of northern Westchester. And Francis, good to have you with us. Tell us what Restaurant Kickoff Week means to this part of the county.
Jim, it's great to be here. Restaurant Week is a great opportunity, especially for restaurants and for people up in northern Westchester, to have a reason and an opportunity to get out and sample the local cuisine to support our local restaurants and their businesses. Many of them are local residents in our communities. From burgers to fine cuisine, it gives everyone an excuse and an opportunity to get out there and to support those businesses that also support our local communities as well. So many of these restaurants give back in other ways to support the events and the causes in our communities. And Restaurant Week just gives us a great chance to be able to celebrate with them and to go out and to share this week with them.
How about from an economic standpoint, how does that benefit the northern part of the county?
The more money we can get people to spend, the more sales tax we can generate, the better it is for not just the county, but for the local municipalities and the state. And I hope people feel a little better in their pocketbooks these days with the rise in the stock market, and they'll take this as an opportunity to, go out at a time where they may not have, to be sure that they're celebrating this, that they're bringing people with them and supporting, again, our local businesses, which are vitally important for our communities.
So it not only helps support the economy, but as you emphasize, it also supports the community and the business sector, right?
Yeah, it does. And again, a lot of these local establishments give back in other ways to our community. You'll find them as local sponsors for events, whether it's Boy Scout and Girl Scout events or fireworks in our communities. They all give back in other ways. So this is a great excuse for us to go out and to celebrate what they've done, what they're doing, and for us to get out there and show our support for the restaurants. So
we're talking even helping charities locally too?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Anything specific?
Oh, well, I could think of, ways in which they contribute to, some of the senior events. They provide food for our fire, our fire departments, sponsoring events for them, providing food, providing, different types of appetizers. A lot of it is in-kind donations. They'll provide food and support, but other times it's monetary, so it's important for us to be here for them.
Yeah, because a lot of times they say a portion of the proceeds will go to this particular charity, whatever that might be, whichever that charity they might be helping out with, in terms of who they support. That's they kind of work hand-in-hand with each other, in other words, to do that. Again, as I said, this restaurant kickoff week going on here. So, again, it benefits businesses. It benefits the restaurants. It really is all tied together, right?
It is. It's a thread that ties us all together. It supports the local businesses, who in turn support our local communities. It gives people a reason to come here and support other businesses. This celebration of Restaurant Week really brings attention to those businesses that will help to bring, folks here, spend money in other ways, maybe spend the day. It's all good, and they all are tied together, and they all do, it's a nice synergy that works.
And this particular restaurant where we have, it's a really good example of that. The location, it's really beautiful here.
It's an excellent example, and very, very generous people in our communities. This is just one fine example of people who give back in other ways to our community. It's great to be here with them today. It's great to use them as the focal point of the celebration because, as you said, it is a great place. They do great things, and the food is great as well. So.
Yeah, and they say they draw people from all over the region, not just to Westchester, but also even in the Hudson Valley, they come on down here.
Yeah, with Connecticut so close, you get a lot of the Connecticut crowd here as well. Literally a mile down the road, you're crossing over into Connecticut. So it's a great way to bring not just local people out, but to bring others from around the region, as you mentioned, into our communities, spending their money, hopefully spending some time, and getting to know us better.
All right. Francis Corcoran, County Legislator for the 2nd District. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jim.
All right. Again, we've been speaking with Francis Corcoran. Again, he's a County Legislator for the 2nd District, which represents a good part of Northern Westchester. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live as part of Restaurant Kickoff Week here today. We're having a wonderful time. We hope you are, too, listening to the show. I'm Jim Cleefield. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break and be back with more right after this.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a fresh floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals in Armonk and Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla. A box of heavenly chocolates from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A social media consultation from MSM Designs. And a happy hour party at Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize. A visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at WestchesterTalkRadio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from 121 Restaurant here in North Salem in the heart of Westchester. And we're here for Restaurant Kickoff Week. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Matt Kay, and our engineer. And just a reminder, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
It is indeed, Matt. And just a reminder, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk. And you can like us on Facebook, too. You certainly can. Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest, he is Somerstown Supervisor Warren Lucas. And Warren, good to have you with us. Your impressions about Restaurant Kickoff Week and what it means to the town and really this part of the county.
Well, obviously, for North Salem, we have some phenomenal restaurants here. This is one of them. And just to get people in to see the town, to spend their money in our restaurants and some of the local businesses and stuff, whether you go to the Orchard or not on the weekend, it's really great.
And you say there are 10 of these restaurants
in this area. Well, there's quite a few in town. And what I would suggest is everybody out there on this weekend, it's going to be gorgeous. We have some beautiful foliage out here. Things you're not going to see maybe in some of the southern part of the county. It's gorgeous up here, a lot of open fields and land. So come on up, drive around town, stop at this restaurant, 121, some of the others during Restaurant Week, and have some nice experiences in North Salem.
We just spoke earlier with County Legislator Francis Corcoran. He said it really benefits in two ways, the economy and giving back to the community. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, all of our restaurants in town, we don't have a lot of businesses in town. We have a very large residential community, a lot of farming, a lot of horses, but we do have quite a few number of fantastic restaurants. They run fundraisers for ambulance corps, fire departments. They do things for the ASO and Little Leagues and stuff, and so they're really a part of the community. And again, anything that's beneficial for them is beneficial for our community.
Now, you've been, a town supervisor for about 8 years, but you go back to your days on the town board several decades. How have you seen the town grow over the last couple of decades?
This town has made an attempt to stay very rural. It hasn't grown tremendously. It stayed very much the way it was when I was a kid. And obviously, it's changed quite a bit since I was a kid, but when you look back and you drive around town, it very much has the same feeling. I was in this restaurant as a little kid, and it's just always wonderful walking back in a space like that that you've been in for 50 years or so. But our town is one that very rural. We love our rural heritage. As you drive around town, you see a lot of open space. And that's what I was saying. If you want to come up this weekend, come up every day, but especially this weekend, hit the Orchards, drive around town, stop at our restaurants, and take advantage of Restaurant Week.
Yeah, I mean, we're here at one specific location at 121 Restaurant, for those of you who just tuned in, but there's way more to do here. I mean, we're up in a beautiful Hudson Valley, as we said. We got some foliage that's forming out there. There's plenty to do around here.
Well, we just had the America's Gold Cup, too, horse race.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, so we have two large orchards in town. Actually, 684 gets quite messed up on weekends in the fall because of the traffic coming into town. But there's a lot of interesting things to do, just driving around and taking advantage of some of the agricultural products that are produced in town, and again, coming to these fantastic restaurants that we have.
So any particular special events that are coming down the pike here for North Salem you want to share with us?
Actually, nothing in the next week. Right now, if you'd like and you want to do apple picking or you want to go out and get your pumpkins, we have two orchards in town. A Harvest Moon and Outhouse Orchards, right off Exit 8 on I-684. Come on in, get all the stuff you need for Halloween, Thanksgiving, and then come on over and have some nice meals at the restaurants.
So are they mainly popular during this time of year, or let's say the summer season?
They're popular isn't the word this time of year. It's almost a carnival type event.
And oh, it is?
We have probably 5,000-6,000 people.
That's a lot.
On a Saturday. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
All right. Warren Lucas, town supervisor for Somers, thanks so much for joining us and enjoy the rest of the day.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.
Again, we've been talking with town supervisor for Somers, Warren Lucas, joining us here at Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live. This is Restaurant Kickoff Week. I'm Jim Cleefield, and we're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break, but we'll be back with more of the show right after this word of interest. Stay right with us. We'll be right back.
So you want tickets to Hamilton. I know, who doesn't? Well, the New York Post says the next best thing to seeing Hamilton, and for a tenth of the cost, is Spamilton. Yes, Spamilton, the hit off-Broadway musical spoof from the writer and creator of the legendary Forbidden Broadway. The New York Times raves, Spamilton is smart, silly, and convulsively funny. It's now in its second smash year, and right now is your shot to get tickets from only $25. So visit Spamilton.com today.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, short or long-term care, and much more, the services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from 121 Restaurant in North Salem in the heart of Westchester, and we're here for the kickoff of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Matt Kahan, our engineer. And just a reminder, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Indeed it is, Matt. And just a reminder, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk. And you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, I'm pleased to be joined right now by our county executive for Westchester. He is Rob Astorino, and good to see you today.
You too, Jim. So Mixmaster Matt,
Mixmaster Matt, that's our nickname for him.
Doing a little chooka-chooka-chook. One of those things.
He does it all. He does a fantastic job. Tell us about Restaurant Week and what it means to this region and northern Westchester doing this.
It's great. You know, Restaurant Week, I think, is a great opportunity for people in Westchester to go to places where they normally don't go. You know, a lot of people stay in their town, which is great, or they have a favorite restaurant which they go to, which is great. But this, I think, is an opportunity to go other places and explore the county because, you know, there's probably not a lot of people in southern Westchester that come to North Salem. That's just, you know, a fact. But they should. 121's a great restaurant, but they should come up here and explore a little bit because I know people in Putnam and Connecticut come over.
Sure.
And vice versa. People in North Salem, for instance, should go down south and see great restaurants all over the place. You know, it kind of breaks up the habit a little bit, but it's also a great opportunity, especially during Restaurant Week, to get a price break on great restaurants.
Sure, absolutely. And again, at a time like this, the beautiful fall foliage,
yeah.
It's a really good excuse to come out.
You know, you come up here and you've got the orchards for pumpkin picking and apple picking and all that stuff. So, you know, you come up, you spend a day, you take the kids, and then you come here for a dinner or a lunch. And that's really what we're trying to promote. People, you know, exploring a little bit, being the explorer of Westchester and going around. And we've got some of the greatest chefs, greatest restaurants, and we just want people to know about it. But it also, it's amazing for the economy, you know, especially when we get the Putnam and the Connecticut money coming in here. That's even better.
And also the fact it gives back to the community is, too, we want to emphasize that as well.
Yeah, and look, we want restaurants to succeed. We want people to be able to be employed, and this is another opportunity for Westchester to kind of support Westchester.
And again, as I said, they draw people from all over the region,
yeah.
Hudson Valley, Connecticut. They just come right here, and it's just a beautiful location here in the section of Westchester.
It really is. I mean, when you talk about fall foliage, it is spectacular up here. I mean, this is a little bit of horse country, very, very rural. And again, you know, it's just come from all over, not just here, but from here, go down there. Just go see Westchester.
All right. County Executive Rob Astorino, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks,
again, we've been speaking with Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino, joining us for our broadcast for the kickoff of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week here at 121 Restaurant here in North Salem in the heart of Westchester. I'm Jim Cleefield. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this word of interest. Stay with us.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live in the beautiful Westchester Hudson Valley section here at 121 Restaurant in North Salem, in the heart of Westchester, and we're here for the kickoff of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt Cain, our engineer. And just a reminder, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
You got that right, Maddie. And just a reminder, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining me now, my next guest. She is the goddess of blogging. She started blogging before the word was even invented, believe it or not, about 10 years ago. If you're familiar with her in local radio in the Hudson Valley, you know her name. She is Stacy Geisinger. And, Stacy, good to have you with us on this fine day.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
And when did you get started in blogging? Because you're basically a pioneer of this, I understand.
Well, I'm sort of a pioneer. I started around almost 10 years ago. My girlfriend kept saying, you know, everything. You should have a website. And I'm like, what do I know about having a website? So I kind of like tabled the idea. And then one day I was at the gym and I was taking this class with like 130 people and we were lunching and with our arms out, and the instructor said, you know, summer's coming and you want to tone up your arms. And he looked at me and I looked at him, and for the 3 minute song he kept saying, Stacy knows. 3 minutes of Stacy knows. Stacy knows. So next day I'm at the gym again. I should be in better shape, but I was at the gym again, and a man walked over to me and said, do you know where I can get a pair of shoes this morning before 10 o'clock? And my girlfriend says, Stacy knows. She goes, I'm telling you, you have a website. So I went home, saved my name, and had no idea how to get the information from my head to the screen. So I'm out that weekend, and I'm at a restaurant, and I'm talking to somebody, and I said, what do you do? And he said, I used to work for Google. I'm like, I have this idea for a website. I think I told him the idea, and he said, it's a really good idea. I go, well, how do I do it? He goes, you watch the video on blogger.com. And 10 years ago, that was kind of a foreign concept. So I went home, I watched the video, I listened to what they said, and in 2 hours, I was up and running, and I've been posting every day ever since. And that's the story.
So really, by the time you started, Stacey, I mean, social media was really starting to come to its own. I mean, Facebook, then you had Twitter, and you have all these other social platforms. And so it's really evolved since the time you started.
Right. So I wanted to get more people to look at my blog. So I Googled, how do you get more people to look at your blog? And then said, go on Twitter. So I started following, like, everyone named Stacy. I figured they would want to know what Stacy knows. I followed everyone who put the word Westchester in, and I've got a nice Twitter following. So, but it's different on every platform. I have a Facebook page and an Instagram page and a Pinterest page, Google Plus, and I'm sure tomorrow there'll be another platform that I've got to learn all from the beginning.
It is so rapidly changing. I mean, a lot of what we do here, Stacy, at Westchester Talk Radio, part of it is social media based. It's not just hearing the show. You can actually see what's going on, whether it's a video or a picture. It's all connected.
Right. You need a podcast. You can't just have one thing. You've got to have your podcast. You've got to have your radio spot. You've got to be on Facebook. You got to put a picture up every day. Now you need an Instagram story, a Facebook story. I'm very busy.
Yeah, it's really about getting your name out there. I mean, I've been learning that. I mean, it just continues to change. And again, it evolved. And as you say, it seems as like there's a new platform every day we're hearing about.
Every day. And you got to show up. You got to show up at your events. It's one thing to have a blog and like to like sit, like whether it's at a desk or on your bed or wherever you like to do it. or even from your phone on the subway, but you kind of show up and meet people because that's what makes you authentic.
Now, in your particular blog, you blog about many different topics, so lifestyle, events, you do all of that?
I do it all. Tomorrow I'm going to a fashion show. I'm interviewing the editor of Harper's Bazaar. Today I'm eating at this Hudson Valley kickoff. You know, tonight I'm going to an event in the city with music and our local guy, Paul Schaefer. So I'm kind of all over the place.
I definitely want to get your thoughts on this Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. It's a fabulous weekend. What a wonderful place to kick this off, your 121 restaurant. I'm impressed from the time I first walked in here.
Yeah,
do you feel
you know,
the same?
Yes. You know, I definitely come here fairly often. I know Michelle, the owner, and it's local. It's sort of local for me. And I come here a lot and meet friends from Connecticut or North Salem. My friends ride. So it's a good spot to come for them after riding, and we come and have lunch.
So when somebody logs on to your website, so they'll find a whole host of information, whatever they want to look at?
Pretty much. And, of course, there's a search bar. But I write a lot about going out to eat, and I write a lot about dieting. It's like they pay me to eat, and they pay me to diet. Like, people always like, come eat my food, and then the doctors are like, come try my diet. I'm like, I can't take it. I don't know what to do.
So much for eat, drink, and be merry, right? And, eat, drink, and diet.
Eat, drink, and diet. That's kind of what I do.
I tell you. So so if anybody would like more information about Stacy Knows or your blog, where can they look at it?
So everything is on Stacy Knows. Stacyknows.com.
Stacyknows.com. In
That's
a nutshell.
It. Pretty simple. If you want to find me on Twitter, it's at Stacyknows. If you want to find me on Instagram, it's at Stacyknows. If you want to find me on Facebook, it's at Stacyknows. You gotta be consistent.
You can't miss it.
You can't miss it.
All right, Stacy Geisinger, Stacy Knows. She Knows Radio, right?
I Know Radio.
Thanks so much for joining us. Hope you're having fun today.
Thanks for having me.
All right, again, we've been speaking with Stacy Geisinger again, the goddess of blogging. Stacy Knows. She has that blog on her website. Check it out. It's really, really interesting. I'm Jim Cleafield. We're going to step aside for just a moment to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community, as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from 121 Restaurant here in North Salem in the heart of Westchester, and we're here for the kickoff of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. I'm Jim Cleafield, your host, along with the mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt Kahan, our engineer. And just a reminder, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Duretti Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
You got that right, Matt. And just a reminder, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my next guest, he is Deputy Supervisor for the town of North Salem, where we are today, as a matter of fact. He is Peter Kamenstein, and he's also involved with one of the restaurants that are taking part in this Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. The actual kickoff, by the way, we should let you know, is next week. We're just here in advance of that. Peter, good to have you with us. Your impressions of where we are today at this restaurant and this week in general?
Well, 121 has been in its current state in our town for well over 10 years now. It's a restaurant that my wife and I frequent. It has great food, lovely atmosphere. I know the owners very well. They're lovely people, residents of our town. And the manager who here, Jason, is a great guy. And all in all, it's a wonderful place to spend an evening or a luncheon.
It is. Again, for those who just tuned in, 17 years this restaurant's been around. We talked to the co-owner, Michelle Savino, Jason, the general manager, very nice people, and they just rave about this place.
Yeah. I think that it's a great asset to our town. Its predecessor was here for many, many years. It's called Johnson's. And the Savinos, when they bought this place, ran it, wonderfully. And then a few years ago, they totally redecorated the place, and it has a wonderful atmosphere, a wonderful look, and a great ambiance, and is an asset to the town of North Salem.
It really is something to see, Peter. I mean, just looking around, the ambiance, we got the fall foliage out there, just a wonderful location here in the rural section of Westchester.
I couldn't agree more.
Now, when you're in addition to your duties as deputy supervisor here in North Salem, you've done some bartending at a restaurant in Purdy's. It's called Farmer and the Fish. Is that right?
Farmer and the Fish in Purdy's, New York. Yes, I started doing a little bartending there when it first opened, which is about 5 years ago. And I just popped in, I think, the day or two before the restaurant was going to open. Asked if I could help them organize things a little bit, because their first night was to benefit the North Salem Free Library at that point in time, the Ruth Keeler Library. And they said, sure. And I, for some reason or other, I helped arrange the bar. And I managed to stay behind the bar for the last 5 years. I bartend down there once or twice a week. And it's one of the most pleasurable experiences of my life. And as I tell a lot of my friends, I get in a lot less trouble behind the bar than I would if I was on the other side.
Well, so you really do have a passion for bartending for a very, very long time, something you really, really take a lot of pride in.
Yeah. Well, it's a very unique experience, not only to work at Farmer and the Fish, but to go there and have dinner and just, experience what it's like, because it's, I've been to most of its predecessors. When I first moved into town, Farm and the Fish was known as the Box Tree, which also had a restaurant in New York City. Very, very good food, very, very good food, but a very quiet, staid kind of restaurant. Then it became, for a few years, a restaurant called George Michael's. Again, good. And then the Farm and the Fish took it over. And they kind of redid the interior of the restaurant. They have a very large bar area and a big raw bar that's adjacent to it. And they have an atmosphere that is just, I would say, extraordinarily hard for any establishment to duplicate. It is relaxed. It has, and I'm not just saying this because I work there, okay? I'm saying this because I am a customer there also. It has just unbelievably great food. One of the principal owners, Ed Taylor, is also the principal owner of a very large seafood distribution business. So he sells restaurants up and down the East Coast. So you know that the fish and the clams and the oysters you're getting there are the freshest they could possibly be. And in addition to that, they serve great, great meat. And on top of it all, okay, right behind the restaurant, they grow virtually all of their own vegetables. So it's really, really, it's almost like farm to table when you go and dine in there. And we have a great clientele, a bunch of lovely people who are in there on a very, consistent basis. And it's terrific. The chef, the executive chef, a guy named Mike Kappen, is also one of the principal owners. And they're there all the time to make sure that, what the customer gets is top flight.
Yeah. And again, the overall emphasis of this week, Peter, we should mention, it benefits the economy here, giving back to the community. That's really what Hudson Valley Restaurant Week is really all about.
I will tell you that just like the Savinos, who are very, very community-minded people, the people who own 121, the people who own and run Farmer and the Fish are also extremely community-minded. They to give benefits for the fire department and for the ambulance corps and for many other organizations in town. The North Salem Open Land Foundation is a beneficiary. Basically, you know, when you ask them for something, there's never a hesitation to say, no, it's yes. I'll be glad to help.
All right. Peter Kamenstein, Deputy Supervisor of Town of North Salem. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for doing this and promoting the town of North Salem and its establishment.
Our pleasure, Peter. Thank you so much. Again, we're broadcasting live Westchester Talk Radio is for Hudson Valley Restaurant Week kickoff. We're going to come back in just a moment. You won't want to miss our final segment. We're going to be speaking with Janet Crawshaw, publisher of the Valley Table and founder of this Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. We'll be back with her right after this word of interest. Stay right with us. We'll be back.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from 121 Restaurant in North Salem here in the heart of Westchester. And we are here for the kickoff of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt Kane, our fine engineer. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Indeed it is, Mixmaster Matt. And just a reminder, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest, she is Janet Crawshaw. She is publisher of the Valley Table, but more importantly, she is the founder of this Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, and it's good to have you with us here, Janet.
I'm delighted to be here.
Now, 12 years ago this started?
This started 12 years ago. It was an outgrowth of the magazine we were producing, The Valley Table, all about loving what's on your table, the restaurants, cooking local, buying local products. So we were working with all of these restaurants in the Hudson Valley, and we thought, why not bring this magazine to life by creating an event, Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, that would encourage people to get out and explore. We started 12 years ago, 70 restaurants. We now have 206 restaurants participating this fall. It's from Westchester up through Dutchess County and down to Rockland as well. But of those 206 restaurants, easily 100 restaurants are right here in Westchester.
Well, we certainly have a shining example of that. Your impressions of this particular location, I'm impressed from the first time I walked in.
This is one of my favorites. We are here, harvest time, the fall foliage is at its peak, and this is a wonderful roadhouse right on this side of the road here on, I think, is this Route 22? I'm not exactly sure what the number is.
121, yeah.
In North Salem, and it is so stunning. You just feel, I was just talking with the owner, Michelle, here, such a warm sense of hospitality as soon as you walk through that door.
So, did you always have an interest in food and restaurants before this all started?
Well, you know, my passion has been about supporting local agriculture and encouraging the growth of supporting our local farms. And that has grown to not only the farms, but to the wineries and distilleries and breweries, and then to the restaurants that are using those local ingredients. So it really grew out of that sense and commitment, that personal commitment of caring what I put when I'm eating, when I'm feeding my family, and then supporting our local community. And that's how the magazine started, and then, as I said, that's how Restaurant Week started.
Yeah, talk more about the Valley Table for those who aren't really familiar with it.
Sure. Well, next year, I certainly hope more people are familiar. Next year will be our 20th year for the Valley Table magazine. My husband and I started it out of our interest in local agriculture and the idea that people can make a difference by choosing to buy local, and also just making people aware of the great stories, the great farms, the great wineries, the distilleries, the cideries that have all grown. You know, there's a food revolution happening here in the Hudson Valley. If you step out of the Hudson Valley to the middle part of the country or even to the coast, you don't have the choice of restaurants that we have here. You don't have the choice of farms. We are so fortunate to live in this very bountiful region where we can drive up and pick pumpkins or pick apples, and then enjoy that apple as an apple vodka, you know, sitting here at the bar, or as a cider that's made locally. So it's this whole industry that's growing out of, literally growing out of the ground.
Is it fair to say, I mean, it's making a comeback? Because, I mean, there were local farms, I mean, when I was young, and it seems to have been in the decline, but it is making a comeback in some way?
In some way, it's making a comeback. You know, when we started the magazine 20 years ago, there was not this big, strong farm-to-table that we thought there should be. And a lot of the farms, quite honestly, were just hanging on by a thread, and those that were most successful were going down to the city and selling their produce there in the city. In fact, it was a lot easier to get local produce in New York City than it was to get locally. And as more chefs, and I really feel like the chefs were the lead on this, got interested in producing great food 20 years ago and started featuring local farms on their menus and started buying, that the farms realized they didn't have to travel all the way to the city to make a profit. And it's all really grown out of the restaurants putting on their menus, I'm supporting local by using these farms. And it's truly has been a renaissance.
So really, local farming has never really left, but it certainly is getting back into vogue again.
It's back in vogue in a big way.
All right. And if anybody would like more information, Janet, about the Valley Table and about this week, where can they contact you?
Sure. Well, I want to remind everyone that Hudson Valley Restaurant Week takes place October 30th.
Yeah, next week, by the way, is the actual
official kickoff. Through November 12th. It's a two-week period, and you can dine at these 206 restaurants for a bargain. So I'd go to HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com, our website, to list all the restaurants, and you'll find links to the magazine there as well.
All right. Janet Crawshaw, publisher of The Valley Table, founder of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. Thanks so much for joining us. Really enjoyed having you.
Thank you.
All right. Again, we've been speaking with Janet Crawshaw, and that will do it for this segment of Westchester Talk Radio. We have been broadcasting live from Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, the kickoff here at 121 Restaurant in North Salem. I'm Jim Cleafield, and we just want to remind you once again, we've been produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's still worth the earth, Jim.
And don't you ever forget. And just a reminder, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. So many people to thank. Thanks so much to our host here at 121 Restaurant, Michelle, Jason, thanks so much for joining us. We had a wonderful time here. To all our guests and to our crew, of course. Again, Maddie the K, our mix master, great job in engineering, as always. To our buddy Andrew Castellano, Shark Media, Shark Creative, wonderful job putting all these events together. We really appreciate that. And to you, our audience, thanks for joining us, because without you, radio wouldn't be great. Have a great rest of the day and the week. Take care. We'll see you next time. Jim Cleafield speaking, saying so long.
Shark, Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others, too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends, bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.